You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Students across the country will have more resources to develop technical skills vital for the 21st century workforce, thanks to a bipartisan bill that passed unanimously in the Senate on Monday night. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says this bill will ensure industry in New York State thrives going forward in the future.
There are a lot of companies in our state that already have good-paying jobs right now that are open with good salaries for graduates of high school technical programs, but they can't fill some of those jobs because too many graduates don't have the skills they need to take them on.
The proposed bill is called the Strengthening Career in Technical Education for the 21st Century Act. If passed, $51 million in federal funding will come to New York State schools, out of a national $1.2 billion. High schools, colleges, and career training centers will be able to apply for grants to buy equipment and train teachers.
Every high school student who chooses the technical path should know how to use technology like 3D printers, laser cutters, and computerized machine tools. And every tech ed teacher should have the training and equipment they need to teach those important skills.
Gillibrand announced her proposal for career and technical education here in Syracuse. She also proposed support for American manufacturers to assist technical job growth in New York State. Two provisions drafted by Senator Gillibrand were included in the new bill: the Computer Science Career Education Act, which would assist underrepresented students in learning STEM skills, and the 21st Century Shop Class Act, which would help expand manufacturing technology training.
In the year 2024, half of all STEM jobs will be in computing. There will be 1.3 million job openings in that field. Right now, fewer than 50,000 students per year graduate from college with computer science degrees.
The bill is expected to pass in the House sometime next week. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.